South End Suds and Duds, our local laundromat and gossip center, advertises as open 24/7. But for us Maytagless residents, we know it's open maybe only 5 or 6 days. The other two, they're closed for repairs or plumbing catastrophes now that Wanda, the current owner, lost her husband, repair guy, to Cindy, one of the regulars, at least until she ran off for a new life in Phoenix. Wanda took Fred's betrayal hard, especially considering Cindy was young enough to be their daughter. If she was a bitter chain-smoking woman before, she doubled down after, and consequently lost interest in the Suds and Duds. I happened to be washing a week's worth of dirty clothes and sheets when our washer refused to drain. Wanda was interviewing Tommy Wilson for the position of head roto-rooter. Tommy barely knows which end is the working end of a toilet plunger, but Wanda obviously was short on applicants. "I got a guy yesterday," she said through a haze of Pall Mall smoke. "Probably illegal. I said I'd need to see a green card. He could barely speak English. Said he had a family to feed. I told him I was hiring him, not his whole damn family." Tommy swore. "Taking our jobs. They'll own America before long." Tommy's jobs disappeared a long time ago. If Wanda hired him, it would break a streak of decades. "We need to deport these people," he growled darkly. "Just leeches on the rest of us." Wanda shot him a long exclamation point of smoke. For once, I kept my mouth shut. It's hellish enough doing the laundry here without debating the owners and clientele. I vowed to get my washer fixed ASAP or die trying. Well, Tommy lasted about half a week, near as I could tell, probably until the first breakdown. Wander hired an hombre named Carlos to replace him. They say he can fix about anything, except maybe Wanda's broke heart and bitter life. I bought a used washer at the second-hand appliance place up north. A very polite Hispanic kid helped me load it into my truck. I noticed he spoke perfect English.